Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, fortunately, the dodgy haircuts and streaky tans and the chipped nails of the middle of the pandemic are slowly fading into distant memory as hairdressers and beauticians are, for the most part, back to normal business hours. However, the impact of the pandemic on the beauty industry has been significant. The black market, which has always been there, of course, flourished when businesses were forced to close for long periods over the past 2 years. And for more on this, we're joined now by Margaret O'Rourke Doherty, who is CEO of the Irish Hair and Beauty Industry Confederation. And thank you, Margaret, for joining us. How big an impact did the pandemic have on beauty industry providers?
Yeah, it had a massive impact. We noticed last year that there was a 55% decrease in turnover in business. So it went from 1.4 billion, now this is for services only, down to 645 million. So that's a fair impact for small businesses across our country.
And at this point, are most businesses fully open?
Yeah, at this point, most businesses, obviously, they have all salons and businesses have the green light to go ahead and reopen. So anybody that wants to open, they can open. However, there is a few issues around skill shortages. And, you know, that is causing some issues in terms of capacity and salon numbers. So while they are open, it would be great if there was a few more staff available to fill the jobs that are vacant.
Mm. We heard a lot about the black market in the hairdressing industry during the pandemic and a real sense that there was a very active black market, particularly, I think, during the second and third lockdowns within hairdressing. Do you think that happened as well within the beauty industry?
Yeah, it was across the entire sector. So beauty, hairdressing, it had a massive impact. We had economist Jim Parry do a report for us, and you know his figures are, you know, that the black market is worth 400 million, with a loss of 60 million to the exchequer. So it's by no means anyway small. So it's right across the entire sector.
And with hair, one of the things we've heard of since hairdressers have reopened, we've heard from hairdressers that they're finding it difficult to get staff because a lot of staff are still working at home. On the black market, they're finding it's more profitable for them to do that. Again, is that something you're seeing in beauty?
Yeah, most definitely. Like we definitely see, you know, within the salons, it is definitely hard to recruit therapists and, you know, to get highly skilled therapists back into salons. And there is plenty of jobs going. All you have to do is look on any of the job sites and you'll see a high level of jobs. You know, most employers at this point are still recruiting and crying out for staff. So it's definitely across all aspects of the industry.
And then when it comes to tax, hair and beauty, you'll often hear them in the same sentence, often lumped together when we think of those industries. But there's a disparity between the VAT that's paid by the two. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, there's definitely a disparity. So, you know, normally we would hear hair and beauty together. You know, they are classified under the same NACE code. However, when it comes to beauty, beauty is charged out at 13.5% VAT, and hairdressing at the current moment in time is charged out at 9%. Now, we would see that there's a massive economic justification for the second reduced rate to be added to across the entire personal grooming industry, both hair and beauty. You know, the industry is labour intense, it's locally supplied, it causes no distortion to the single market, and actually, you know, that lower VAT rate helps job creation and it also majorly helps against the informal market. However, it's not as simple as that. This is something that needs to be amended at EU level, and at this point in time there is a proposal at EU level that needs to be amended to allow this to happen. So we need our legislators right across the EU zone to get behind this and to help support and make this happen, because it is really vital to those small and micro businesses that are, you know, anchor tenants right across our country.
You know, most businesses, though, are paying VAT at the 23% rate. So why should beauty or indeed hair be any different?
We definitely feel that there is a massive economic justification for this. I suppose we're very different from other businesses. You know, not too many businesses, you know, have staff that can compete directly with their business. You know, there is this massive black market there. You know, there is services being done in that shadow economy that, you know, right across the sector, and it is having this massive impact across the industry, you know, across the entire sector that, you know, just doesn't happen in other industries. boundaries per se as much as it does happen in, you know, in personal grooming. So while I understand, you know, most other businesses are at a higher VAT rate, the justification there in terms of that locally supplied service, labour intensive service, and it causes no distortion. And also by doing this, it does help with that job creation and fight against that informal market. So that would be our massive and number one reason for this to happen.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Margaret O'Rourke Doherty, who's CEO of the Irish Hair and Beauty Industry Confederation. Do stay with us.